Number three.
Number three is from the county executive requesting authorization to amend chapters 1, 9, 13, 15, 30, 32, 42, 44, 46, 56, 57, and 79 to create chapter 34 of the Milwaukee County General Ordinances to make ordinances consistent with the provisions of the Wisconsin Act 62 as it pertains to the creation of the Office of the Comptroller.
Now you can discuss, Supervisor Smith, your concern with all those initiatives and what have you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I would presume we'd have a lot of questions here. This is something that was brought on us, and so that's that. We're beyond that. We've made the position now. I have some concerns. I think I wasn't able to listen to me last night, but I saw the summary in the news, Supervisor DeBruin, about this independent fiscal bureau for us from the legislature. You know, we were the only legislature that didn't have the information. When we go back to 2000, of course, which we always get beat up for, and we always have to come back to that. But that's when human resources and our actuaries did the budget and did these kinds of things. Well, that was a system based upon failure. You had people who were had the most to gain, the people who had the power, the ones who made the decisions there. And we had a fiscal note we had to look at. It was 36 pages. I read every word of it. I went and talked to human resources. I think many of us did. And what actually happened, what was in the fiscal note, and what the government actuary were two very different things. I'm happy to say since that time, and that's why I get to an important point I really want to make today, because I think it's extremely important. Since that time, we've had some oversight. We had some other people involved. We had the controller. We had audit. Audit has been our savior as far as getting independent information and analysis. I thought in the bill, and that's a question I'm going to ask in Act 62, that there was some provision or amendment where audit wasn't completely under the controller, a comptroller, had some independent power. I agree very much with the principle you talked about, Supervisor, in that every other legislative branch, you have the Legislative Fiscal Bureau in the, is that the right word I'm using, mm-hmm. in the state, in the nation, every other legislative branch I know has an independent source of information that we really have to go to, that we need. And I can point out, by the way, I mean, this board is called morons, we're idiots, if I read the paper all the time, we're completely incompetent. I'll let my constituents decide how incompetent I am, if I'm a moron, and if I'm completely...
They're not talking about me, Supervisor.
No, and they're not talking about us, of course. But, you know, I don't engage in those kind of words. I look at what we've done. If I have to defend myself and the board, because in this instance it comes up, because the impression was that we do bad contracts, we don't know what we're doing, we're incompetent, and so we need this. Well, I don't mind the independence, but you know, we've had a controller and we've had an auditor who has served us very well. We've had the work group who have served us very well. We've done some things immediately after this happened. We took away those kind of benefits that we found out weren't correct from non-reps. You know, the previous administration do a lot to change things. We're looking at some changes now, okay? And we've had health issues. We went to self-insured. The board is the one, not the executive branch, who has saved hundreds of millions of dollars. That can be quoted. That can be verified. Talk to our audit. Talk to our corporation counsel. Talk to DAS. Talk to our staff if that can't be verified. And it came true because people like us on this board said we can't keep paying third parties in this health insurance area. We need to be self-insured. We have to bring the right people on board. We had to work a couple of years to get that. I see IT. We had to work a couple of years to get Ceridian going. The administration, you know, we try to do two things at once. They say you got to give off time. We're going to have Ceridian work for the millions of dollars we put into the personnel committee. We did that. A couple other contracts. I'm thinking of St. Mike's. And we had good advice from our people there. I think that had been a disaster when the administration brought this forward a few years ago. Where we'd be right now, we talked about mental health, which had to be a priority for all of us coming into the new term, what we're going to do in mental health and services. What if we'd have bought all that stuff out at St. Mike's? I mean, that was brought to us as kind of a deal that was going to be done. The board looked at it very closely, micromanaging, okay? We get blamed for everything, so we better micromanage a little bit and really go into these contracts and hold people responsible. And we did, and we don't have that contract today. And thank God that we don't. There are a couple other instances, and I'll try to stop. Okay, but we have gotten advice from people we trust, an independent voice. That's been the auditor. I'm sorry to see that go. Okay, because my question is, we got the audit department going under the comptroller. We have, I don't know, you can tell me, someone with the expertise can tell me, how much of our fiscal staff, a substantial part of our fiscal staff, DAS, is going to the comptroller, okay? Fiscal staff do we have left? What about our accounting procedures? You know, this calls in for an overall look on, you know, how much DAS is involved and how much complete power we give to the comptroller. Now, I want to make sure, I intend to be here, the constituents will speak on April 3rd, okay, and we'll see what the vote is, and I want to make sure that I've got independent advice that comes to this board that we can rely on, okay? This is an elected position. I don't agree with that, because we need someone who's an expert. We don't need politics coming into that position. We need someone who has these education and the principles, the know-how, to give us the data we need. And by the way, all the time during our labor negotiations, everything else, we relied on audit, we relied on Scott Mansky, our controller, to give us all the information. We got data-driven. You know, how much this contract's going to cost? If we do this, how much it costs? We've been getting that information in great detail and with confidence in the last number of years. So I don't know where this angst is about that, you know, we're going under and bad contracts and everything else. I think we got a record that we can stand on. We've done some substantial things, and we've saved money for the county. Look at it. Maybe do a study of it, okay, and see what we've done, and the board. So while this is coming, great. I have a concern also, and I don't know how this can be rectified. Maybe Supervisor Broom will comment more, maybe someone else had a couple ideas, but you know, the CFO, I understand that. He's the financial officer. It's gonna be a man, the two people are men, right? But I want to make sure that we don't lose that good advice and independence that every other legislative board that it has anywhere in the country, in the state certainly. The city had this, okay, but we had, I thought, good advice. And I don't want to lose the pipeline that we have to make sure that we get the advice that we need. And I don't think that's being selfish. Everybody wants us to watch the finances, and there's two branches here, by the way. We're not going to agree all the time. We've got constituents who expect that we get blamed if anything happens, and rightfully so, but I want to make sure I have all the information, independent information that I need, the board needs, not just me, of course, all right, to make these decisions. So those are the, this is going to happen, and this is great, I don't have a problem with it. I want to make sure we don't lose the independence we have. I don't like audit being completely wiped out from us, okay? We got all these departments. Who reports to us then? Who can we, you know, I want an independent pipeline that I think we're relying like every other legislative branch has, in my opinion. So I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Johnson and Supervisor Bryant in that order.
Mr. Chairman, I express my displeasure with respect to the Department of Audit going to the Comptroller's office. At the moment, there are 19 of us. Later this month, next month, there will be 18 voices that can use those functions, those independent functions to conduct audits, to do research independently, to let us know, as Supervisor Schmidt intimated, what are the facts? What is the information? So I said on the floor that I was not necessarily pleased with this move. I understand that it was generated from the state, but nevertheless, we do need an independent voice in order for us 19, then 18, or whatever the number of supervisors who are on the board, they need that independent function structure in order to get information so that we can do the people's work and this government's work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
you say hello to me when you first came in?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say hello to me when you first came in?
Hello, Mr. Chairman. Hello.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll Supervisor DeBruin, and then you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisor.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Can you have my mic on? Anybody hear me before?
I think so. Well, as one of the supervisors that are leaving the board, I really want to defer a lot to the colleagues who are staying, because they're the ones that are going to need to work with the county executive and the new comptroller to determine really how best to set this up. But as long as I'm still here, and I still am representing my constituents, I do have a couple comments that I wanted to make. First of all, probably 15 years ago now, I authored legislation that would have created an independent fiscal bureau. But unlike the county executive and the legislature, though 15 years ago when we authored it, it would have been an additional cost to the taxpayers. It was pulling all of audit, pulling a lot of, but adding a lot of fiscal staff and putting it in an independent branch. And if I remember right, the cost was some easily $500,000. It was ridiculously expensive because at that time we didn't think out of the box enough to really look at existing staff and pull them around. And staff was configured differently as well. So I applaud the fact that in setting up this comptroller, both the legislature and the county executive want to keep the cost either neutral or as minimal as possible. And I think that given the size of county government and the economy, that's a better approach than the one we had years ago because we couldn't implement it. And then Supervisor Johnson got elected to the board, and he and I co-sponsored legislation trying to do the same thing at slightly less cost, but it still was an additional cost, and it didn't get adopted. So now that as I really started to look at this legislation in the last couple days, and I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me on it, I thought that was helpful. I actually support audit going fully over to the comptroller's office. I support that. However, where the concern I have is whether or not there's enough fiscal staff transferred over as well. I think the idea of programmatic and fiscal audits both going through the comptroller, that's clearly in the statute as we discussed. And so I don't think the board has a lot of leeway on that, even if they disagree. But I guess my concern is if we're going to set up an independent fiscal bureau or a comptroller's position, I'd like that comptroller to have independent oversight of both the financial operations of the administration as well as the financial oversight of the county board. So, and I'm just not clear in my mind enough yet that enough staff are transferred over that the comptroller would really be able to be that independent and generate his own fiscal notes versus having to rely on DAS staff spread out through departments to create the fiscal notes for the comptroller. Mm. And because that's still a deficiency that's been in place for many years here, even now today with our own county board fiscal staff, a lot of times they have to go back to, in order to get their numbers, they have to go to administration staff. So there's the goal of that truly independent fiscal review isn't there. So that's one concern I have, and I think that's what I was talking about in the paper. The other thing I thought of is that the comptroller will be an independent constitutional officer. They write their own budgets. They submit them independently to the board. And I'm thinking about the idea. I know that the county executive had wanted to get all the staffing arranged and in place for the new comptroller. And I think that's a courtesy, and I think there's something wrong with that approach. I think another approach could be, though, waiting to finalize that staffing until the new comptroller is elected and actually can come to the board in May and say, this is how I'd like to see it. This is whether it's the version that the county executive's administration has put forward or whether there's an alternative option that county board members want to look at or even a third option or, you know, whatever, that there might be some value in the comptroller himself or herself coming to the board in May and saying that's what the staffing should be or what functions he or she would like to see. So those are my concerns at this point, Mr. Chairman, but like I said, I think this is the closest, by whatever is adopted, whether it's today or in May, this will be the close, I hope we get as close as possible to a truly independent fiscal type bureau, and I don't think we would have gotten there under the type of legislation that I had sponsored in the past, so I really do appreciate how far we've gotten, and I believe the board will adopt something very, very strong, whether it's today or in May. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Peggy West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a motion?
No, we're still discussing it. It's wide open.
Discussing it. Okay. All right. Well, I would like to make a motion today to refer this item to staff because I don't think there's enough information right now, and I think that staff reviewing this could help to make more of us happier with the item in front of us. Obviously, I wasn't one of the people who supported having this happen at all. I think we're in a time where we're moving away from, we're starting to take a look at, like, the treasurer position with the city and say this should be appointed versus elected. I think, and again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I think that the type of people that are the best at doing these type of jobs are not necessarily the type of people that can go out and sell themselves door to door to people. They're not necessarily electable. And I don't think that we should have our county finances being run by somebody simply by the fact that they're, better at marketing themselves than the person who's currently doing the job. If that's the case, then I hope that it won't be. But having said that, I would like to make a motion to lay this item over. I somewhat concur with the comments by Supervisor DeBrun and that I do believe that we should take a look at having an independent fiscal bureau. I think that is that's a step in the right direction. And again, I hope this is one of those things that the state legislature reviews in a couple of years and says, you know what, this was something that we didn't need to do. And so that's my motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You first referred, then you said lay over.
What?
Lay over, you first referred.
No, I want to refer it, to lay it over and refer it to staff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Ms. Rosenhill.
Mr. Chairman, I do agree about referring back to staff, but I hope she would take time out and think about this. Refer back to the county board staff. Refer back to audit. Also work with the make sure you come back in the May cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Work with the new elected comptroller, he or she who's there, to make sure that this is truly an independent department. Make sure that we get their or her, his or her ideas so we can work together as a team. Because we need to make sure that the county board still have that independent audit, the independent vice, and do not rely on somebody who he or she play in politics or making sure that dogs do not maintain everything. Because this is supposed to be more transparent, making sure that the county is running properly, because this county board did not make any faults here. When we get our information, we work hard. We get our information, we rely on the comptroller and dogs. And that's how we did it. Because anything we look at that went down this road, we did not make no fiscal analysis. We did not do all these things. And when we implement the budget, their department heads do that budget. And then if they make a mistake, it comes back to fall on the county board. I want to make sure that we have the right information, particularly being good stewards with tax dollars. Because I'm willing to work whoever the comptroller is, he or she, because it's only two. And they will be elected April 3rd. Because the media, and I would like to thank Steve Schultz for calling me.
Goodness, please.
Because he made me have a red flag. Because he said that I had was a press conference yesterday about this whole thing. This girl, I said, wait a minute. Why would I know anything about a press conference? The media should not try, you should not mediate and try to pressure somebody through the media. Calm down and work together. And I told Steve, I have met with the county exec a number of times, and I enjoyed talking to him. We might not agree on some things, but we do agree on some things.
But if you want to legislate through the media, we can both do that. That would be simple. So please, I hope we refer this back to county board staff, audit, also work with whoever win April 3rd as the new comptroller, because we approved the positions already. So we have a true, transparent, independent audit, controlling department. And also the county will make sure they have what the county board have their independent audit also. Thank you.
Accept that as a friendly amendment.
Well, my eyes are full of water because I won't be here to help you guys out. But Luigi?
just quickly, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We did come full circle on this. I think that I know the county executive talked very strongly about wanting to get this done immediately. I appreciate all the work that's gone into this. His office is going to happen. I think what my colleagues have talked about, I started off saying the independent fiscal bureau, I wasn't going to vote for it unless we talked about that. So I presume we'll be talking about that in May. I think it's absolutely necessary. I think the comptroller, he or she, should have a say. I mean, this is a massive reorganization. It's a all-encompassing job description. You're moving just about everything that I've been able to read through all these pages. So it's payroll, it's purchasing, it's et cetera. It's some of the things that should be done and some of the things that can be done. So DASH, what role will DASH have in the future? What about all our different accounting systems? It's all coming together. These are the kinds of questions that I think we need some answers to, and why I would definitely support going to staff. We are going to have a comptroller. He or she should have some kind of say in the makeup of the staff and looking at what the job description is. I mean, we had to make this job description up. We never had one, okay? So it's a very lengthy, complicated, complex, important position, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rush? Let's make sure that, and I think we have some legitimate concerns and questions here. And I want those looked at and answered for us in May. We're going to come back in May, and hopefully we can work together to get this done. And we're going to have a comptroller, but we want to make sure that this person has a good understanding. How will they work with DAS? I mean, we're looking at reorganization of DAS here and all sorts of movement going on here. And I want to be sure I know what's going on. And I want to, I've had great faith, as I talked before, in our own staff. I want our own staff to look at it and make sure that this is doing everything we hoped and expect and the statute say it's going to do. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to clarify, has the motion been amended so that the report would come back in May?
Yes.
Okay, great. And
from the county board staff audit and with input from the new elected official to come back for the May 2nd.
Okay, and I can certainly support that as long as it comes back in May, which
I
won't
be
here. Really, I'll
be
part of the audit. But I do
think
it's important to, if the report was going to come back in September, then I'd have concerns. But if it's coming back in May, I think it's really appropriate. I really, and I don't want to belabor this point to death, but since you and I didn't have a chance to talk about it while we met, I think one of my biggest concerns with this is if the new term comptroller comes in and everything is predetermined for him, then I really don't want this new politician to be able to say, well, county government set that department up incorrectly and really didn't give him or her the new independent analysis. I really want the newly elected comptroller to come into county, to the county executive and to the board and to the public and say, I'm being given the staff I need to truly do independent analysis, or please make sure, or here's the staff I need. So that was the reason for adding that piece in, because I think both politically as well as pragmatically, I don't want administration or the legislative branch kind of set up. I want them, everybody functioning together and everybody on board knowing what the new comptroller's position is about the adequacy of the staffing of the audit of his own or her own office to fully do independent analysis. So that's my reason for that piece. And with that, I can support the motion.
Okay. You guys do realize that once the person takes office, that he or she will then be a politician.
I know. That's right.
And then from that perspective, he or she takes on whatever animal that he or she fields that they need to take on, or whatever, apple or fruit, whatever, it's not going to be in an objective position very long. Now I need to ask you a question. Because of what I've heard, and I want to ask you a question. When I give you the mic, are you going to respond as a politician? Or are you going to respond as a programmatic person? Or are you going to respond with a combination of both? Can you answer that, or you don't have to answer that?
My role is to speak for the county executive.
What does that mean?
I think that may be a little bit of both. I'm not quite sure what programmatic means.
You remember that. When you come in my office, you remember that.
Okay.
That statement, okay?
Absolutely.
What did you say? A little bit of both?
Well, it
Which
is my...
Which means programmatic and political. Am I correct? Is that what you mean?
No, I take what the county executive would like to share with... Would like to share
well,
and bring it to this table.
Is not the county executive political animal?
He is an elected official.
Is that... That is a political animal. I'm a political animal, as nice as I am. So that means
I don't intend on calling my boss an animal.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
He is an elected official.
So don't play with me. You know what I'm saying. Okay. So from that perspective, when you take his role, his answer, that means from a political perspective you're responding, or as well as programmatic. Because your boss is a political animal like myself and the other people here as well. Remember that. Supervisor Jerson, then I'll get back with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have listened with great interest to all the comments. I think there's just one issue that we haven't identified yet, if this is going to be referred back to staff, which I think the committee should be asking. And I relate it to supervisors' concerns about getting opinions from legal, from corp counsel. And some of the concerns that they've had in terms of getting that information back. And it's related to that issue. If we're going to set up this separate fiscal bureau, how will the county board be allowed to communicate? Will we be allowed to request financial information and be assured of getting that information back if we're going to be totally dependent on a fiscal bureau? So I think that needs to be added to the mix of what you're trying to get back, and that's all I wanted to
add. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very important. Supervisor Pickett, would you take that as a friendly amendment?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
We all agreeable on that.
Was that the only question you had for me?
It's not your turn yet. I'm not talking to you.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't
I'm not talking
miss
yet.
Anything.
Be ready. Anyone else have any questions? Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry to keep belaboring this. There was a comment that the county executive said in the paper that I totally agree with, in addition to the fact that he wants this to be fiscal neutral. He said that he wanted to do this right, and I really believe that. And I honestly believe that this motion is an attempt to make it even better, to end up with a product that not only the board and the county executive will be happier with, but also the comptroller. If it wasn't going to come back in May, I wouldn't be supporting it. If I thought this was, you know, behind-the-scenes shenanigans or trying to end-run the law, I wouldn't be supporting it either. I think the bottom line is that in the end, we actually might get truly independent fiscal information, not just for the county board, but also for the administration. And I think that's really the goal of the legislation that we started some 15 years ago. And I'm actually really proud that it's gotten this far. It's not kind of the vehicle of how it started that you know, we weren't all on the same page, obviously. But as long as we're going to do this, let's do it right, and let's have that new comptroller on record saying that he or she has the staff or doesn't have the staff they need. Because in the end, if all the supposed independent review of the financial information in county government is still dependent on one branch,
that's right,
the administration in this case, or the legislative branch or whatever, then there really is no true independence. So hopefully all that can be worked out with not only the county executive. I mean, he's gotten us like 95% of the way there. But hopefully that'll kind of all come together and in May, and it can be something that everybody can really support.
Okay. Young lady, you feel somewhat kind of like I feel when one of my staff was called political. it's up to you now. You can present your whatever you want to present.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I do understand.
Okay,
Tia Torhorst from the Office of the County Executive. I know that your agenda is long today, so I'll try and keep my remarks as brief as possible. I will address some of the concerns that I believe that you shared earlier, as well as I wanted to share with you some background on the decisions that were made and the process that occurred. As Supervisor DeBruin mentioned, I tried to meet with many of you prior to this. Some of you were unavailable, and I'm always happy to meet with any of you, as I have always expressed. We acknowledge that the board, in a majority, did not agree that this legislation was necessary, and we're now faced with enacting that legislation, and we know that that is difficult for the county board. Included in the packet is a lengthy memo, a fiscal note, and even lengthier ordinance changes. I also have copies of the actual act as well as the legal opinion that I've shared with many of you. I'm happy to include that as well if you would like that. As you'll note, throughout the legislation, the role of the comptroller is to provide checks and balances and fiscal oversight of the fiscal functions of county government, not to perform the underlying fiscal functions. The Department of Administration, essentially the budget office for the county, for those listening and not intimately familiar with county government, its role is outlined in State Statute 5960. Those functions are essential for the operations of county government. The memo included in the packet walks through the legislation section by section, beginning on the second page of the legislation, halfway down the column, and takes every section and walks through it. I'm happy to walk through the entire document if you'd like me to.
No.
There are a couple of sections that I'd like to highlight just so that you're able to understand what went through this. In Section A, the creation of the comptroller, effective April 1st, I'd also like to note that the comptroller is authorized until December 31st, if necessary, to provide a smooth transition. Also included in A is an analysis of the statement that the county shall oversee all of the county's debt. As determined by state statute for what governs DAS, as well as what is laid out in the Act 62, the oversight role was truly something that the comptroller is performing in this role. They have the ability now, as they will then, to do the check and balance on the capital finance staff that is currently being done. Section D is also a section in which there was a lot of analysis going into the response on the type of contracts, what was included in those, and what kind of reports are required from the comptroller. Section G had two sections, the first being the requirement on the comptroller to be an independent fiscal analysis of any manner affecting the county when requested by the county board or the county executive. The definition of fiscal analysis we used was one that the office independently gathered. The definition of fiscal analysis we used was one that the office independently gathers data and subsequently analyzes it to formulate the fiscal note. We believe the county board could consider a board procedure under this rule in which how they would like to request that information. This is where you have the ability and the comptroller is required to provide the county board audits. That function essentially does not change. Much like you are able to request Corporation Counsel opinion, you will still, and they are required to respond to you, the comptroller would be required to respond with any fiscal information that you would request or that we would request, and this includes audit. Currently, our system in any department allows for the creation of a fiscal note. That system is allowed to proceed, mostly because this could create a bottleneck in the office of the comptroller. The vast majority of fiscal notes are created at the departmental level. Sometimes DAS is utilized to, right now, to verify if those numbers are correct and to assist them in creating a fiscal note if it's something that they need additional help with. That DAS check will also be there, as well as the comptroller may provide a fiscal oversight or analysis on any fiscal note that either he or she or the county board would request. That is actually the current process as it is now. You'll remember that Scott does a lot of the fiscal notes on things like benefit changes. He He was requested by the board and the county executive to do a fiscal analysis when domestic partnership was enacted. He does have the ability to do that independent fiscal analysis that is currently laid out. I just wanted to touch on a couple other items that you mentioned in your testimony. The state's Legislative Fiscal Bureau, as defined on their website, is providing fiscal and programmatic information and analysis to the Wisconsin legislature, its committees, and individual legislatures. The Bureau also serves as staff to the Joint Committee on Finance. In our thought, that is not an independent body. That is a body that reports to the legislature. The comptroller is truly an independent body as created as right now. It's independently elected. It has staff that is civil servants that provide the services to that elected officer. So at any point, they have the protection that they need to feel justified in creating honest numbers. That is the same as with DAS staff. They're all civil service. They can provide independent analysis to their politically appointed boss. If that politically appointed boss has any retribution to them, they have civil servants protections that allow them to maintain their professional and personal ethics. Some of the things that I also wanted to just touch on is there was some mention of this not being truly independent. This is
who
a truly
that?
Independent.
Excuse me, who
yes.
said that?
I think Ms. Supervisor DeBruin did.
It was not, did you say that?
I want to make sure there's true fiscal independence of the comptroller's position, yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's our belief that the system that we've proposed is a truly independent one. The person will be elected. They're not withholden to the county executive. They're not withholden to the county board. They have the ability to make their own decisions and not be at the direction of either of us. They are required to provide financial information as requested, as I mentioned earlier. So this would allow the audit department to maintain its complete and total integrity and independence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was also referenced that this is a constitutional officer. That's not my understanding of the office. It is not a legislative or administrative executive office. I just wanted to point that out. We're concerned if this gets laid over to May that this will, in essence, handicap that immediate ability for the comptroller to do their job. They have many monthly duties that are reporting to the county board and the county executive. They need the staff to do that. This office procedure would allow them to do that running from the gate. As you all know, the departments have the ability to talk with the county executive as well as the county board if they feel that their staff is not what it needs to be to do their job. And we expect that the comptroller will have a few months under their belt, look at the staff they have, and determine if that staff is adequate. And if needed in the 2013 budget, we would be willing to have a very serious discussion about if that staff is appropriate and if they need additional staff. I think those were the main talking points I wanted to address. If there are further questions, I'm happy to take them.
Okay. Just hold on for a minute. Nice presentation. Although I think the staff is going to come back and do something very similar or even more detailed in reference to our understanding of this position. Supervisor DeBruin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to give an example of what I mean about the independence. And maybe we're arguing apples and oranges or semantics, whether you call it a legislative fiscal bureau or not. And you are correct about at least from what I've been told about the constitutional piece of it. But it is an independent, elected, high-level county position. I guess that's the meat of what I was talking about. But I think in moving audit, the county board always viewed the audit department being under the legislative branch as achieving an independence from the administration branch, which audits. So historically, the reason why the board opposed this legislation was that they thought that audit was already independent, whereas I think the legislature and the county executive or whomever that supported the legislation viewed that audit might be too beholden to the county board and needed another further step of independence. So in going through that scenario, you brought up the domestic partnership legislation. That's a perfect example of what I consider another further important piece of the independence of fiscal analysis. It was there was a cooking of the books when the pension scandal, and that came from the administration. There was a cooking of the books on the domestic partnerships legislation by a lot of the same fiscal staff that are still in place today. Some have changed, some key staff have changed as well, but it was the administration under Walker that came down and said that virtually the exact same legislation would cost $4 million. Then the county executive changed hands, a lot of the fiscal staff remained, and lo and behold, virtually the exact same proposal doesn't cost $4 million, it costs $750,000. So from the legislator side of the concerns, we're looking at administration, the political changes in the administration potentially changing the fiscal analysis. And so in that situation, all I'm looking at is trying to make sure that the new comptroller's position can truly be independent of both the legislative branch as well as the administrative branch. And I'm just not as convinced, I think, as the county executive is, that there's enough staff, fiscal staff transferred over there that would allow them to have that independence. I totally agree with what we talked about in the office about there's no desire, on my part at least, to hamper the fiscal responsibilities of the administration, because you have to put together a budget, you have to, and go further. But I think that in addition to that budgetary analysis, I just want to hear from the new comptroller that he or she feels that they have the starting gate right out of the box, the staff that they need. And that's where I'm coming from. Some of the cooking of the books that I have seen has been from administrators playing politics with the fiscal analysis of their own staff before it even gets to the board. And that's not saying there hasn't been some budgetary, voodoo economics down here as well, but the bottom line is truly get fiscal analysis and to truly get fiscal independence, you need to have both sides.
And that's done in this bill.
Pardon?
That's created in this bill.
Well, and that's where I think I think the level of it is where there's concern here.
I mean, that analysis goes very deep. It goes deep to the pension which came from the administration. It goes deep from Chris number going to 700 to Scott going to the Ford. I mean, all of those were the same basic fiscal staff, but it was political size. And so it's very important to know that when you come before us that you're talking from a political perspective based on as you know it, or you're coming from a programmatic perspective. And it's very difficult because it ended up being a combination of both. But anyone else have any questions?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just as the young lady stated before, that they said that whoever the comptroller is will have until December. Why are we rushing? Why can we work together to make sure that when that comptroller get here, that we work as a team? Second of all, we set policy, not the county gazette. That's why it's in front of us. Did our staff have any input in this policy decision, and did the county exec take heed over the policy makers? Because we set policy, not the county exec. I will repeat that again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And don't interrupt.
County board staff did have it.
Excuse me. I'm not the person. Don't interrupt me. I don't interrupt you. Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
You got to learn how to respect people.
I respect you.
Because
you are very
disrespectful. Second of all, when we work together as a team, we can get things done. And that's all I want to make sure. Because we need to work as a team. Because when the comptroller come here, it still be a team for Milwaukee County. Look at the control of whatever is going to happen. We've got to make sure we have a sound advice. This is a very political, high political environment. We need to work as a team. If we can't do that, this county will be destroyed because too many outside enforcements try to destroy this county board right now. We need to make sure that we be good stewards of the dollars and work whoever's in control
the purse strings, but we got to make sure that the county board has the right information. I don't care who is the comptroller, who's on this county board, who the county board chair or the county gazette. We need the right numbers. Because the county board do not come up with these numbers. We always give them these numbers. Look in this budget right now. We did not make these numbers. Then we ask questions. We ask our audit. We go out. Where's the independence now? You talk about the comptroller. Where's the independence for the county board to make sure we get the right numbers? We don't have
them. Okay, Supervisor Smith.
My direct question would be, and thanks for coming in and you know, you talk to me and give me the other information to even good about doing that. These are politically charged times. It's the way it is. We have a lot of emotions on these things. It's for obvious reasons, okay? And as we go on, I thought you made a statement, which I'm not quite sure if that was, I heard it right. You said, the integrity of audit remains independent and clear, or something to that effect. I don't believe that's true, because audit gets placed under all the staff, everybody is. Audit reports to the comptroller. Isn't that true?
The audit department, as proposed, would report to the comptroller.
Correct. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, how does audit remain independent then and clear and something? I give you another example. I gave some examples when I started off. Pension obligation bonds was another big one. This was a big deal for this county because of everything. Okay, pensions been up everywhere. We had stuff in administration. I had to go a few years back again. It's not your administration. And they gave us all these ideas how we could save money. Well, the county board, and we asked our staff to look at these things too. They weren't the right numbers according to our staff. We'd have made a terrible decision if in the administration previously, initially we went into the pension obligation bond ideas that administration placed upon us or asked us to pass. But in all good conscience, they do this right away. We're going to do these things right away. Well, that's why we're an elected branch. That's why we have separate branches. We need our staff. We need to make sure we have the information too. And we made that a lot better, by the way. I want to compliment our staff and our audit. Another great example of what I tried to bring up initially. And that's the kind of thing that I think we're all talking about here. We want to make sure we don't lose. Now, you made your points. I appreciate that. I'm not just completely convinced. I'm not sure everything works that way. And there's certainly enough to be brought up here that I would think you did 95% of the work. That was your responsibility. I don't think anyone's criticizing that. We're going to have a comptroller. We're going to have more independence. I understand that. But, I hope the executive can appreciate the fact that the legislative branch has taken the heat for all these kinds. I made three major things here. If we wouldn't have the oversight, if we wouldn't have some confidence, if we wouldn't have to throw them back to staff, we'd have made some terrible decisions. We made one because we didn't have oversight. We got all the wrong information. Our actuaries lied to us or didn't tell us all the truth. Okay, the fiscal note wasn't true. Well, we learned from that, hopefully. And that's why I'm so adamant, and people who are staying, I think, are so adamant, people even who are leaving, to make sure we're not in that situation again. And I don't think this is a pill that's going to be, you know, save everything. I want to make sure we have this independence we've been talking about all morning. I want to make sure our staff looks at this. And then we can get this done together. There's no question. It's going to happen. I think what Supervisor May was saying, you know, in Section A that you quoted, Ms. T. Horst, it said strength language referring to current position remains vacant until December. So we're trying to do it before December, right?
Yes, we'd like to enact
okay.
as soon as possible.
And we certainly want it. We've all said complete unanimous here that we want to look at this in May. We're not stalling. We're not saying something that this shouldn't happen. It's going to happen. And let's get on the same page again. Yes. And, you know, at least we have the same information. Then we can disagree if we want. Let's make sure we all have the same information. You presented things to us. We relied on our staff, as we should, to make good decisions. When we didn't, we got in trouble or we got the wrong information. So let's do what we've been talking about all morning. Let's make sure, you know, the independence of audit is something I've treasured. We've needed. I want to make sure that isn't lost, and I'll make sure that we have some kind of reference bureau we can, no matter what the comptroller ends up being. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other questions? Sir? It will also be a hot seat. You're doing very well.
I'd like to make a comment again if you would like.
Pardon?
I would like to make another comment if I would be given the opportunity for the floor. That's okay. We'll be happy to talk to the press, perhaps.
I think we got enough to make a decision. Anybody else have any discussion?
I can't talk.
Okay. Call for roll.
On the motion to refer to County Board staff, audit, and the new elected official, and to get clarification on how the County Board will get the information from the Comptroller's office. Supervisors DeBruin.
I'm sorry. Did you also say that this would be referred back in the May cycle?
I'm sorry. I do have it on the cycle.
Okay.
Yeah, put it
right.
On the cycle. Yes.
Thank you.
Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
From OS.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. I knew.
Motion to approve. 6-0.
Nothing you would be able to say to change that.
That's absolutely fine.
Thank you very much for coming. I still want to talk to you.
Oh, I'll still be here the rest of the meeting.
Okay.